season of Lent is a purposeful journey towards the cross of Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter. Welcome to our Lenten edition of Crosstalk. I'm Pastor Brian, and I'm here with Pastor Gary and Pastor Ken as well. Friends, it's amazing that we find ourselves in the middle of Holy Week. We're finally arriving at what we've been journeying towards for really the last 40 days. So guys, maybe we could just talk a little bit about when we finally land here as pastors and preachers. What has Good Friday and Easter kind of been for you in the past? And how do you keep it fresh, right? How do you keep the experience, the information, the preaching, the teaching at a place that touches you, but you think has value for the church?
Yeah, I think that's a terrific question. And maybe the folks sitting in the pew, maybe the folks listening, have a really different perspective than we do because there's a lot of time, energy, and effort put into the preparations. So, and I think there are times when it can feel a little bit dry. But as we talked about this past weekend on Palm Sunday, it's about how it's personal. And I think the ability to keep the meaning and the power of Good Friday and Easter fresh is how we keep is built into how we keep our own relationship with God personal and vibrant, more than just during this week or during this season. So I think it flows out of staying connected deeply to Jesus. And again, as I think I've shared before with people, I'm not a super disciplined person, so that kind of happens for me in different ways, different times of the year. And fortunately, right now, this year, I feel really fresh about it, which is a gift.
That's amazing. Pastor Gary, what about for you? Like, how do you keep the season fresh, alive, vibrant?
I think the events of Holy Week, especially Good Friday, I relate myself kind of to the thief on the cross next to Jesus when Jesus says, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." And I just know that I'm one of those sinners as well that deserves to die for what I've done. And Jesus did it for me. And so Easter morning, then when Christ is risen, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to take in and say, yeah, and he did it for me.
It's amazing. I always talk about how the power and the potency of any of the stories of the scripture, but I think in particular, the power and the potency of Good Friday or Easter Sunday. We miss it if we don't allow it to be personal, as you were talking about, Ken. Like, it's so easy to look at the events of Easter and Good Friday kind of at a distance. But that question, right, what does it matter for me today? And I think we have to wrestle that, right, as preachers and teachers. And how does that still matter for us? Maybe from your guys' perspective, what's the thing you hope that people can walk away with on a Good Friday night and an Easter Sunday morning, either individually or packaged together? What do you hope they walk away either thinking or feeling?
Again, another good question. I always hope that folks, because again, for many Christian people, Good Friday is this thing that happens regularly every year, and I go to these church services, things like that. So I always hope that people see something new or fresh, that they, even though it's this greatest story ever told or this old story that we've heard many times, I hope that something stands out in the scripture, something stands out in the text or in a song that we sing. But I just hope they, and maybe it's even really small, but I just hope people come away and hear or see something that's just a little bit new, a little bit fresh. And then on top of that, again, not to be overly redundant, but that somehow in what terms of what they feel, that they actually feel, that it's not just intellectual, that it moves something somewhere in the heart, the soul, the will. And I think that can be just so different. For me, oftentimes music does that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Pastor Gary, what about for you?
Well, I think one of the things about both Good Friday and Easter is that they provide opportunity for people to make a new start, a new fresh start, hopefully in their relationship with Jesus, hopefully to move forward and say, I know about Jesus, but I want to know Jesus. And so it becomes a heart thing, not a head thing, that maybe they could actually become closer in relationship. Maybe their prayer life could step up or their Bible study life, that they would be in the Word more often.
So. I love you saying that, Pastor Gary, about that fresh start, because you know, a lot of times we think maybe at the beginning of a new year or some of these things, but that's a great, great thought. No better place to sort of embrace the whole nature of Christ with us and Christ for us than through Holy Week and Easter. So I love your observation that way.
You know, I was talking to middle schoolers this past week about the story of Easter and Good Friday and Easter and how honestly, how kind of crazy it is, right, that we have this narrative that we have someone who is dead who becomes undead, right? And that's really kind of a fascinating story. But one of the things that we talked about as high schoolers, and this is kind of my hope for the church too, is that we come to this not just like you said, Ken, not just a mental exercise or something that we know intellectually, but that the events of Good Friday and Easter, that they give life to our faith, right? It's about being formed in this amazing story, and that this one who was dead is now undead. Finally just gives life to faith that moves us internally, but it moves us externally. So that's my hope for the church, right, that we walk away with a new kind of vibrancy in life to our faith.
Well, I hope so too, and so we want to extend that invitation to folks. This is Good Friday. We have worship at 1 o'clock today and 7 p.m. today, and then no services on Saturday night because we're going to let Jesus rest, and we'll rest with him. But we worship on Easter morning at 8, 9, 30, and 11, so we pray that people are able to come and embrace that, and if they're on vacation, we know it's spring break. We hope they'll find a church home to connect with for there as well.
Well, thanks, guys, for being here, and we trust that God's going to bless the church this weekend.